Hello, is this Mike?
It is Mike.
Mike, this is Dr. Bob Huizinga.
How you doing?
Fine, thank you. Calling for our 15-minute phone consultation. I got your number. Appreciate that.
Alrighty.
Thank you for sending that.
You're welcome.
What's on your mind today, Mike? What kind of thoughts are...
Well, let me tell you where we're at real briefly.
Okay.
Caught my wife having an affair 4 months ago. We went through the gamut of all the emotions. At first, she was very sorry, wish she could go back and undo it. Then she, after about 4 weeks, she went through a phase where she was extremely angry. I almost felt like she hated the sight of me.
Mm-hmm.
Then she went through a phase where she came to the house one day to pick up our daughter, and she just stood and looked, and it made me feel like she was starting to miss things again, and I asked her to start seeing a counselor, which she did.
Okay.
She saw him for 3 weeks, and then his daughter was in a severe car wreck. He was unavailable to her for a period of 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
During the 3 weeks that she saw him, we made giant steps forward. We're really doing good. She said she wanted to repair our marriage. The 3 weeks that he was gone, she looked like she fell off the mountain.
Okay.
She stepped backwards drastically.
Okay.
He has been available to her somewhat now for a week on two very brief, like 15 or 20 minute phone conversations.
Mm-hmm.
She has not made a lot of progress forward in that time frame, but told me a week and a half ago she was still very committed to trying to save our marriage, but I just don't see a lot of progress as far as that actually being a fact, other than just the words.
Okay, what would you like to see? What's missing, Mike?
Well, I would just like to see her make some progress on her own. I have made a stand this week. I've just quit calling. I haven't called her at all this week. She's called a couple of times. I read the little note that you sent out this week about taking back your power.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to talk to me a little bit about that.
Okay, well, it starts basically in a relationship whereby one person usually is the pursuer and the other usually distances.
And that's where we're at. Seems like the harder I try to fix this, the further away she gets from me.
Exactly. But underneath all of this is the fact that the two of you give each other a lot of power. I mean,
And I realize that I have given her all the power.
You've given her all the power. Okay.
I basically feel like she has complete control of everything, and I'm just a bystander waiting to see what she's going to do.
Okay, you're waiting for her.
And, I know at some point that I've got to, and that's basically what I've tried to do this week, is just make a stand. I haven't directly told her, but I'm just to a point where I'm tired of being what it feels like, being the only one that's trying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of saying I love you and hearing nothing back.
Exactly. Sure.
And 2 weeks ago she told a friend of ours that actually introduced us 10 years ago when we met. My friend called her and said, you know, how are things going? And she said, well, things are going okay. And my friend told her, she said, Wendy said, there's a couple things that I know about Mike. She said, some of them are irritating, and I want to drive down there sometimes and strangle him. She said, but that's generally true about any man. There's just some things that they have their ways.
Mm-hmm.
She said, but the one thing that I know about him that I don't doubt at all, in any way, shape, or form, is that he loves you and that baby.
Mm-hmm.
With all of his heart. And my wife told her at that point, she said, yes, I know he does, and I love him too. But when she says things like that, that very same day she came down to the house on her own, which is the first time she had done that in this whole 4 months, without having to pick the baby up or, you know, something to do with the child.
Mm-hmm.
She came down on her own and spent about 30 or 40 minutes that afternoon, and she told me that day that she was trying really hard to try to repair our marriage. I felt at that point that she was very close to maybe making an effort to come home.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like after she finally admitted to somebody other than me that she was trying to do that, that it made her go into panic mode.
Okay.
And she shut down on me almost completely.
How do you understand that? Where are the panic buttons here?
Well, and I don't know. You know, and let me take it a little further. Now, last weekend, we had set up, I was going to have my daughter on Friday, and I was supposed to have her all weekend, but there was a situation had come up where I was not going to be able to keep her on Saturday. And I had, she works a part-time deal on Saturday, my wife does, and I told her, I said, when you get close to finishing up your, you know, your job on Saturday, give me about an hour's notice, and I'll bring the Kylie to you, and we'll have lunch. She said, that's fine. Well, then she called about 11:30, and she said, I'm on the way home. Where are you at? And I said, well, I'm you know, just leaving the, one of the stores over here close to the house. And she said, well, you want to just meet me? I said, well, what happened? You're going to give me an hour notice, and we were going, I was going to bring the baby, and we were going to have lunch. She said, well, the computers were down over here where I'm trying to work. I can't do anything else. She said, so I'm leaving. I'm just not going to wait. And I said, well, whatever, that's fine. You know, that's fine. So then she called back in about 15 minutes. She said, no, don't do that. She said, just going back to the house and I'll come down there. And she came and she spent about 2 hours on Saturday. We had a really good visit. And she left, and we had already scheduled to do a family portrait on Sunday. I wanted to do that, even if we don't get back together, so my little daughter would at least have some pictures of her mom and dad with her when she grows older.
Mm-hmm.
So she came down on Sunday to do that, and actually ended up spending about 4 hours down here on Sunday. And when she got ready to leave, she hugged me, and she said, Mike, she said, you know, today was a good day. She said, I had a really, really good time.
Okay.
And then I didn't hear another word from her until Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, once again, when she finally made some little step forward, she hit the panic button and ran backwards.
When she moves close to you, or there's a process of moving close to you, and then the panic button is pushed, and then she backs away.
It's like she realizes that she's made a step toward us reconciling, and she runs away. And one friend of mine told me, he said, Mike, well, you know, he had gone through a similar situation with him and his wife. And he said, you know, he said, the hardest thing that we had to face in restoring our marriage was the first time we were intimate together.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was very, very emotional, very difficult. And mm-hmm. he said it could be that Wendy is realizing that when she makes those steps, that that's a step closer to restoring the marriage, which includes being intimate with you,
mm-hmm.
and maybe that's what causes the panic.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just asking. I'm just.
Well, do you think that has validity in terms of your experience with her sexually, intimately?
Well, there's been no intimacy at all in the 4 months since I caught her in the affair.
Okay.
None. I mean, she has never even kissed me, and she'll hug me and stuff like that, but that's it.
Okay.
And I think that probably has a big part of it, but
it's probably huge.
But how do you get past that?
Well, what would you like to say to her about that, Mike?
Well, I mean, what I'd like to say to her, and I have said to her, is, Wendy, you know, I'm trying to forgive you for what happened. I'm trying to move forward and restore our family, but I can't do it without your help. And I can be a very, very patient person. I told her that I would be very, very patient and do what I left her a message one day this week. I called her on her cell phone and left her a message. I said, Wendy, I said, it appears to me that you kind of hit the panic button again. I said, I want you to realize that there is no time frame for us and there is no set thing that we have to do. We will take whatever steps we have to fix this.
Okay. What would happen if you'd say to her, Mike, Wendy, what's it like when you hit the panic button? What's the fear here?
She says, I don't know. I've already asked that.
Oh, okay. Okay. She says, I don't know. Okay.
Let me back up just a little bit. The day I caught her in the affair,
okay.
I was sitting outside of a motel when they walked out of the motel. Was not a happy couple. They walked out of the motel about 10 foot apart. She had her arms crossed over her chest, was pale as a ghost, looked like she had just committed murder. Just not the picture of a happy couple at all.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing about it was a...
Okay.
And she says that this was the first time that they had done that. I don't know if that's true. I'm sure everybody says that. But with the picture I saw that day, it makes me believe that maybe it was.
Okay.
They didn't walk out arm in arm, talking and laughing and happy. And They walked out 10 foot apart, looked like they were both just ready to get away from there.
It was a trauma.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does she know that you saw that?
Yes.
Have you talked to her about that?
Asked her directly about it because 2 days after that happened, she called the friend that introduced us and told her that her comment to our friend was, I have taken shower after shower after shower and I can't wash it off of me.
Okay. Okay. Do you think she was raped?
I think maybe at some point she tried to stop it.
Okay. All right, so she's stuck with that perhaps, huh?
I think so. I mean, she is seeing, you know, she was progressing very well when she was able to see this psychologist on a regular basis. His daughter was in this bad mm-hmm. wreck, and when he had to be out of the state,
mm-hmm.
and she ran backwards. But now, even when she was seeing him, there was no intimacy between us.
Right.
I mean, nothing
right.
but hugs.
Right.
I even asked her one time, I said, Wendy, why can't you kiss me?
Uh-huh.
And she said, right now I just can't, Mike. And I said, well, why? She said, you're just going to have to accept the answer that I can't.
Okay. Okay. So all of this is kind of locked inside her and we don't know what it is.
Right.
And you don't know what it is. But you need some things here, don't you, Mike? You need some affirmation, you need some validation, you need some touch, you need those things.
I need something to let me know. I told her, I said, Wendy, I will wade through hell with you
mm-hmm.
if I'm making steps forward. I said, but I just need to know that I'm making a step forward.
Okay, what would be a step forward?
Her to call me some, you know, her to maybe come down and spend, I'm not saying come down and spend a night with me, but just to come down some afternoons, bring my daughter, and let's just do something as a family.
Okay. And you think that perhaps she's fearful that something good is a demand on her for more?
Right.
Okay. Does she need assurance that there won't be any more, or that anything more is, she has the right to say yes or no?
I told her that. I asked her, because when she was seeing this psychologist on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
I tried to take it to the next step. I said, Wendy, can we do dinner one night and maybe go to a comedy club?
Mm-hmm.
She said, I don't know. I'm just not ready for that. I said, baby, it doesn't have to be anything more than that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and if you get uncomfortable, all you have to do is say, take me home and I'll take you home.
Okay.
I said, we'll end it at whatever point you want it to be.
Okay. Has there been any, do you know of any other trauma in her life, any other kind of abuse that she...
She went through a rape at 17 and never told anybody except me.
Okay. Okay. So that's tremendously significant, Mike. All that rape was probably played out in that hotel room. That would be my guess. And she's not only dealing with what happened in that hotel room, but she's dealing with what happened when she was, what, 17? And she just has extremely difficult time handling this. She has to lock it all in within her because she's fearful that if a little comes out, it's all going to come out. And she will probably be, you know, she's fearing that she's going to lose it.
No, but you know, the thing is, she says she doesn't trust me, and I have never done one thing to betray her trust, and she'll tell you that herself. She'll tell you that I'm a great father.
Yeah.
She'll tell you that I was a good husband, but she will not let me help her.
Right, right. She won't let anybody do it, except the psychiatrist or the psychologist, and there are very, very strict boundaries around that relationship, and he's probably conveyed that to her. So she feels a little safe there. But she won't.
Yeah, she won't even let me have any contact with him whatsoever.
No, that's her area. Don't go there. That's her area. That's what she needs.
Because I asked her to let me speak to him one time. Mm-hmm. I wasn't trying to find out what was going on.
Yeah.
I just wanted to put my side of the deal in so he would know where we were at.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. She would not have it. She said, if you call him, I won't ever see him again.
Well, good for her. I'm glad she stood up for herself. That's a good sign. That's a healthy statement that you just made to you. That's good.
But how do I reach a point? How do I reach and touch her and let her know that I love her?
You already have, Mike. You've done all you can to do that. I'm convinced of that. She knows that. She knows that you love her and care about her. This is her issue right now.
But how long can this last?
This
my 2-year-old daughter and me are suffering drastically.
This can last 6 to 18 months. Usually, I've used a procedure called EMDR, eye movement desensitization reprocessing, which helps people who have been traumatized work through that. So that can really accelerate the process. But it sounds like she needs some time here to work through that trauma in her life. And in the meantime, you're struggling with, what do I do with my needs, right?
Well, not so much me, but my 2-year-old is missing her family.
Okay.
Every time she comes down here. Last night,
Are the two of you not living? Are you not living together?
No, she was back. She's back with her parents since the day I caught her.
Okay.
And my daughter, I have my daughter 3 times a week, or sometimes 4 times a week at night.
Okay.
Last night, my daughter looked at me out of the clear blue sky, and she's 2,
mm-hmm.
and she said, "You love mommy too, don't you, Daddy?"
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's powerful stuff, isn't it?
And she looks at me and she says, "I want mommy to come home with us."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my 2-year-old is missing her childhood, being drugged back and forth, back mm-hmm. and forth. And I would do anything to fix that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Well, hopefully Wendy can work through this quickly and. One of the concerns you have is providing an environment or an atmosphere in which she can work through that quickly.
If there's anything that I could do to help that be better,
you can't. You can't. I think caring for your daughter and letting Wendy know that you're there for her, those are two huge things that you can do.
On Christmas morning, I had my daughter Christmas Eve night, and I had her Christmas morning, and my wife came down early Christmas morning to be here when my daughter opened her Christmas presents.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached back, my wife was sitting behind me on the sofa, and I reached back to grab her foot and rub her foot, because I had done, she has flat feet, and I rub her feet all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she jerked it away from me, and I said, I reached again and I said, "Baby, I was just going to rub your foot." She jerked it away. She said, "You're trying to force yourself on me." She jumped up, grabbed her jacket, and ran out of our house, did not even tell my daughter bye on Christmas Day.
Okay.
She ran out of here crying like I was chasing her with a knife.
Okay. Mike, you did nothing. You did nothing to cause that. Please know that now. That's part of her struggle. When right now, I would assume that when she's touched by anyone, she cannot tolerate that. That replays within her the whole theme of someone forcing themselves upon her, which you did not do. But she associates anything like that now with that kind of force.
But at what point will she separate and say, "Mike has never done one thing to hurt"?
I think she probably already knows that. A part of her, Mike, knows that. But the part that has been abused is lost.
I know, but why can't she come back to a safe place?
She probably will. It sounds good, Mike. There's a good prognosis here. She's found somebody that she can trust, that she can work this through with, and that's good.
You know, I asked her about two or three weeks ago, I said, "Why are you having such a hard time coming back to a good home?"
Mm-hmm.
She said, "I don't know."
Mm-hmm.
And I know, and I've tried to tell her on several occasions, I know more than you think I know. I understand more than you think
okay.
I understand, Wendy.
Okay. All right. Can you hang in there for another 6 months with her?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Has this been helpful for you? Our time's about up now.
Yeah, it has.
Okay, good. If you want to continue, get in touch with me, and we'll talk further in the future, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
All right, thanks for calling, Mike, and wish you the best. And Wendy the best, too.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.